Blog Talk Radio.
Host Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys again for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show, and you can press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to be on the air to give your comments or opinions on today's episode. All right? Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome to the show. let's see. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. Now, let's get into weather and word of the day, what have you. Right now is 48 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 68 today, or 69 today. It's going to be 69 around 4 o'clock. That's going to be our high today. No rain in sight. Our low tonight is going to be about 53 or 52 tonight. On tomorrow, we're looking at rain and 63 degrees as our high, 46 to low. Sunday, 74 sunny degrees and 45 at night. Monday, partly sunny, 75, low 52. So we're getting into those early spring numbers, right, as far as the weather goes, which is that's going to be pretty wild, right? You're already getting into these spring-like temperatures, right? Now, today's word of the day is cachet. Cachet. Cachet is spelled C-A-C-H-E-T. C-A-C-H-E-T is pronounced cachet. Cachet is a noun, and it means a seal used especially as a mark of official approval. The second meaning is a characteristic feature or quality conferring prestige. Also, standing or estimation in the eyes of people. And the third meaning is a design, inscription, or advertisement printed or stamped on mail. That's called cachet. Okay? Cachet. And that's a pretty good name, right? Or word, right, that you guys can use in your everyday vocabulary. Cachet, a seal used especially as a mark of official, all right, is a cachet. So, again, thank you guys for being here. It's Friday, baby, and you guys are here. We're on the brink of the weekend, right? What are you guys doing this weekend? What are you doing this weekend? I know for me, I'm just going to kind of take it easy this weekend. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. So I may not, you know, do any outdoor activities as far as, you know, barbecuing or anything like that. So, you know, tomorrow's probably going to be a laid-back day. And then Sunday, we'll probably get out to the yard and do a little barbecue and a little straightening, if you want to call it, of the yard and in my little area back there. And get the grill going this weekend, right? Hey, that's what it's all about, right? That's what it's all about. Now, today, you know that today is Free for All Friday. Free for All Friday. And that's the way we like it, right? It's Friday, baby. Come on, y'all. Get up. Let's go. Let's get to it. It's the weekend, baby. It's the weekend. Now, today is Free for All Friday, as all of you guys know. Free for All Friday, and today's episode, I mean, It's Free Fall Friday, and that means that you guys can call and talk about any subject that you'd like. I don't care if it's bubblegum, football, politics, relationships, entertainment. I don't care what it is. Today is Free Fall Friday. It's your day. You can call in and, again, press that number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air to give your comments or opinions. All right? Free Fall Friday. I put a little episode. I added a little something onto today's episode to give you guys an idea of, or let's tell you guys, or have us something to talk about, in other words, okay? Have us something to talk about. And I simply want to talk about funky people in the workplace or at home, wherever, not necessarily just in the workplace, just funky people, period. People that have bad breath, bad, you know, body odor or stinky feet. And some of us, not really me, but some of you guys have to be around people with body odor, bad breath, and stinky feet, right? I mean, it, you know, when you think about bad breath, I always say that usually people with bad breath, and it's not just one time, you know. It's not just one time when they have bad breath. They are, you know, have bad breath all the time. And sometimes it's a, what do you call it? Physical thing that they can't get rid of or they hadn't addressed. And bad breath could be led from having bad cavities in your mouth, rotten teeth. A lot of different things contribute to bad breath. And again, some people that we know have bad breath all the time. They're known for having bad breath. Okay? They're known for having bad breath. And we usually put that label on them, you know, in front of their name. You know, that's old bad breath Frida. That's old bad breath Tom. And it's the same thing with body odor. You know, that's stinking Frida, or that's stinking Tom. And then you got stinking feet. You know, that dude with them stinky feet, or that's that girl had them stinky feet when we were in high school. And that's how you think of people, of a lot of people. As we get older and things like that happen, and that's the way we label some people. Okay, and that's not a good label. None of these different things are good labels. But people, I'm gonna start with people with bad breath. People with bad breath tend to be all up in your face, want to talk to you, and get up in your face. If if you're the kind of person that know that, you know, that you have bad breath, then, you know, don't get up in people's faces. And like I said, people with bad breath usually get up in your face. Okay? I used to be in business with a guy who, and this, I mean, I'm not saying anything. He was a good guy. We did some business together. He was a good guy, but man, this guy had a dragon that you would not believe. And I used to see him sometimes. I used to see him sometimes talking to my wife, and she had to turn her head to talk to him. Cause this dude had some bad breath, man. I mean, like I said, good guy, and you know, I love him to death. I don't even know. I heard the guy passed away, but I don't know that for sure. But you know, he had some bad breath. Oh my God, man, he was bad. And then some of the people that I introduced him to, they were the same way, man. Golly, man, his breath is, I mean, it's outrageous. And that's the way he was, you know. And I know some of us work with people who have bad breath or you know, bad body odor or even stinky feet. I remember when I played high school basketball, way back in high school, I played high school basketball, and there was a guy on our team. And, you know, I was like a junior then playing on the varsity team, and one of the seniors had bad feet, had stinky feet. And, you know, he 16, 17 years old in high school and had stinky feet. I mean, we used to all say, hey, man, wait till we get out of here before you take them shoes off. Because once he pulled his shoes off, it was over. You had to go. That's how bad his feet were. That's how bad his feet smelled. Okay? That's how bad it smelled. And even my wife was telling me about an uncle of hers that used to come and he lived out of town, but he worked here in Atlanta for a long time, but he lived actually out of town, like 2 hours away. So, you know, he'd come to Atlanta and work, right? And then after work, he'd come to their house, which was his sister's house, which was my wife's mom. He'd come to their house and he'd, you know, get him a shower or whatever and eat a little dinner, and then he'd hit the road and go home if he went home. Sometimes he'd stay in Atlanta. But she was saying this dude's feet was so stinky that they used to make him leave his shoes outside when he came to the house. Okay? Made him leave his shoes outside on the porch when he came to the house. That's how bad it was. That's how bad his feet was. And what I was saying is that, okay, if he got stinky feet, then the foot odor has, you know, soaked into his shoes. And so if that's soaked into his shoes, if he got bad foot odor, then the first thing he should do, or the first thing y'all should have been telling him, is get your ass in there and wash those feet. Okay, that's what you need to do first. Get in there and wash those feet, and then you need to throw out those shoes. And see, a lot of people don't address these situations of being funky, whether it's bad breath, body odor, or stinky feet. All of it is a problem. Okay? And then you got some people with, you know, bad body odor that you guys can call in and give me your story about someone that you may know or you work with or maybe an acquaintance or whatever that has bad breath or bad body odor or even stinky feet. And tell us about it. 818-301-5834, and then just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I'll see you, and that'll alert me that you'd like to be on the air, and I'll put you on the air. And when we talk about it, you know, how do you deal with it? Like I said about the guy that used to, you know, was in business with me, had bad breath. I mean, we used to have to turn our heads to talk to this dude because he had bad breath. Okay, and then people with body odor. I mean, stinky feet. The stinky feet thing is that's pretty high on my list, because think about it. How would you be able to deal with your significant other having stinky feet? How would you deal with that? Whether it's your wife, your girlfriend, or your husband, or your boyfriend, or whatever, how do you y'all live together? How do you deal with them if they have stinky feet? How do you deal with them if they have bad body odor? How do you deal with them if they have bad breath? I mean, you know, some things are conditions, you know, that you need to go to the doctor and have seen about. But, you know, and someone should tell you that you have stinky feet, you have bad breath, you have body odor. I think I did a show one time about, you know, you sitting there talking to people and talking to someone and they got a big booger hanging in their nose. And like I said, and my wife was like, you shouldn't talk about that kind of stuff. But that kind of stuff, you know, it kind of gets beside me. Okay, and I tell people all the time, if I'm talking to you and I got a booger in my nose, I want you to tell me, Frank, you know, clean your nose, and I want to clean my nose. Because I don't want to stand in front of you talking to you with a booger hanging in my nose. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, and I don't want to be around you or around you when I got bad body odor. You know, you can tell me that. Because if I'm around you and I have bad body odor, when I get around that next person, whomever it might be, they're going to smell it as well. Or they're going to see that booger hanging in your nose. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'd like for someone to tell me if I have stinky feet, body odor, or bad breath, or even a booger hanging in my nose. Tell me. I want to clean it out. Because I don't want you sitting at me. Because all you know, you're not really concentrating or focusing on what we're talking about. You're not focusing on our conversation. You're focusing on that booger hanging in someone's nose or hanging in my nose. That's what you're focusing on. And you know, I try to keep my show 100%. So I say to you guys how I feel, and I'll tell you if you have a booger in your nose. I'll say it. I say, hey, man, clean your nose. Or clean, I just say clean your nose. Because I don't want to sit there and talk to you while you got a booger hanging in your nose. And my wife said, that's offensive to people. Well, it's offensive to the person you're talking to, right? You're like, damn, that dude don't feel that big booger hanging in his nose. So that's my thing. And you know, I'd like for you to tell me, because I don't want to go to the next person and have that booger hanging in my nose. Then you go to the next person, you got a booger hanging in your nose. You might go to I may be dropping you off for a big interview, for a big job. And I'm dropping you off, but we're talking on the way. And I see that booger hanging in your nose. I'm going to tell you, man, get that booger out your nose before you go into your interview. You don't want to go into your interview with a booger hanging in your nose, right? They may not hire you. They may not hire you because of that booger hanging in your nose. How often does this dude have boogers hanging in his nose? Ew! You know what I'm saying? So that's the deal, guys. And then people with body odor. Oh my God! I don't know what to say about this body odor. But people with body odor. Some people think about this. You may know somebody with body odor, and if you do, please come on the air and share your story. But you may know someone with body odor. And I'm going to give you guys a little tip right here. If you find someone that you may work with or be around a lot, and they wear a lot of perfume or a lot of cologne. God, man, you must have dropped a bottle of cologne at home. Cause man, I mean, it's a good amount of cologne that you can wear, right? And people can smell it, and it's not overwhelming. But some people put on so much cologne that it's overwhelming. I mean, you can pick them up in your car and it just consumes the whole car. And what I'm saying is that those people, sometimes they're trying to mask their body odor by putting on a mass amount of cologne or a mass amount of perfume. You're like, man, she wear a ton of cologne of perfume. That's sometimes because they're trying to mask that body odor. Okay, I went to elementary school with a guy. You know, he was in my class, and he had a lot of siblings. He had a lot of brothers and sisters. I think it was like seven of them, maybe. And they lived in a little two or three bedroom apartment, I think. And he came to school each day. We used to call him PP Man, because he came to school every day smelling like pee, like he had peed in the bed, or somebody had peed in the bed, and they didn't get up and clean themselves up. They just peed in the bed and got up the next morning, put the clothes on, and came on to school. And it wasn't like one day. It wasn't like maybe Monday, and then he came back to school smelling like that on Friday. It wasn't like that. It was daily. It was daily. It was. He got to be so bad that our teacher called his mom to the school and asked her if there was a problem because he smelled bad. I mean, he smelled like pee. And you know kids, you know, hey, man, you that go to pee-pee, man. We'll tell it like it is, right? It was like this guy, you know, he said the guy was in the mall, stopped at one of those kiosks in the middle of the mall that had his sunglasses and stuff, and he had his son with him. And he was trying on sunglasses, and he looked in the mirror looking at his sunglasses. You know, he looked down at his son, and he said, "Son, what do you think about these glasses? They cool, aren't they?" He said, "Yeah, Dad, they look good. Now all you have to do is get your teeth fixed." And you know, that's the way kids are. They brutally honest. And that's the way, you know, we were in elementary school. We were kids. We say what's on our mind. And this guy had body odor, and it was bad. I mean, he come in to class and come and sit down, and you didn't even want to sit there. You get up and move out because you knew this guy was, you know, had body odor. I felt bad for the guy because, I think he knew. And as a little boy, what can you do? What can you do? And I don't think that problem ever got solved. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And you guys can press the number 1 on your keypad and give me a situation that you may have been in where you knew someone with bad breath, body odor, or even stinky feet. There are a lot of people up on the show listening to the show. I know there's one of you guys that have a situation. But anyway, so that's, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Bad breath, body odor, stinky feet. And, you know, I used to work with a guy when I worked at FedEx who had bad body odor. And they ended up sitting this guy down, talking to him, asking him, what's the problem? Because the women started, you know, they started complaining about this guy. And, you know, some people, you know, I know some guys, and I'm talking about all I pretty much know about is some men who I'm trying to say it politically correct, right? Some men who have this body odor that's theirs. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like some guys, you know, just have a distinct body odor. And, you know, it may not be something that's real offensive, but when they're around, you know, you can tell it's them. In other words, if they said, "Okay, we're gonna march in for your friends. We're gonna march in for your friends," you're not gonna know who they are, but we're gonna put a blindfold over your face. Okay? So you can't see who they are. But I want you to we're gonna push you up against, either one of them come up to you and be like right there in your face. Okay? You're gonna be right there in your face, and you're gonna smell that person. Okay, and you're gonna smell the next person and the next person and the next person. I guarantee you, I'll bet you money that you'll be able to tell exact which one of those friends of yours who they are. I guarantee you will. I guarantee you will. And you know, again, it's certain guys that have this smell. You know, like I said, it may not be real offensive, but it's there, you know, and that's them. And it's, you know, sometimes this stuff is hereditary, you know, and the bad breath could come from, you know, having rotten teeth in your mouth or anything like that could be from bad breath. If you have constant bad breath, there are some people out there that have constant bad breath and they're around you. And they seem to come around and they seem to want to be in your face and talk, you know, at the, maybe not at the worst time, but at times where you're like, man, you got to do something about that breath. Right? And then the stinky feet, that gets to me because, you know, I just can't deal with I can't deal with it. I'm always thinking that, man, you could do something about that. Okay, you could do something about that. I remember getting in high school. There was a guy in my class that, I mean, a good-looking guy. Okay? And, you know, a lot of the girls used to drool over him. And, you know, they'd ask me to, hey, introduce me to him. I am not going to say his name. Introduce me to him. Okay, I'll introduce you to him, but this dude got some feet that you wouldn't believe. He got stinky feet. I wouldn't say that to him, but I'm just thinking, hey, why would you want to meet this guy? His feet stink like hell. And you know, my wife and I, we went to the same high school. We were high school sweethearts. And when she found out, when I told her about this guy having some of the worst feet in Georgia, she was like, "Nah, I can't believe that. Him? Yeah." You know, it's like almost like you say, a good looking guy, he has no flaws, right? He has no flaws, but that was one of his many flaws, was his stinky feet. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to the show. That's all I have for you on this free-for-all Friday. I sure hope you guys have a great Friday, a great weekend. Take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll be back up on the show on Monday. Now on Monday, I think that I'm gonna try to get my first question out on Monday and see if you guys can answer that question for a free gift. All right. And then so again, guys, take care of yourselves. It's the weekend. It's Friday. I hope you guys be safe all weekend, and I see you back here on Monday, 10 a.m., right here, same place, same time. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves, and just do something for me. Concentrate on you. I'll see you. It's the weekend. It's the weekend. Baby, let's get out of here.
You're a silhouette of splendor. I love to remember. Oh, it helps me through these hours I spent away from you. People wonder how I do it. Oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh so pleasing to concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love too. The secret lies within our minds, the love we share and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, the secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you.